There's no stopping us right now. I feel
welcome to Act Local, marketing for small business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Kaylin helps concerned, confused, and even clueless small business entrepreneurs market simply, safely, and successfully. Join Kaylin for some Monday morning marketing madness that will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Whether you need help with online media, social media, video, or mobile marketing for your local business, this marketing black belt will guide you into the 21st century with easy tips, tricks, and techniques that get your local business seen and heard. And now here is your host, third degree black belt, speaker, seminar leader, engineer, and internet marketing entrepreneur, Kaylin Amadio.
Well, good morning. Good morning. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to Act Local Marketing for Small Business. Just a little bit of Monday morning marketing madness coming your way today from New York. Absolute warmest welcome for joining me here at Act Local, and an even bigger thank you, really, for taking time to be here every week as part of a continuous effort on my part to challenge you to push your business further into prosperity. I share actionable tips that I refer to as today's takeaway, and I will share at least one action item that you can take now to reach bigger goals in your business. Now, I love it when my guest and I can give you a real-life example of how digital media can be used in your marketing efforts. Like me, he is a web designer, a social media user, and we actually met on Google Plus, where he's kind of a big deal. He's one of those go-to guys on the Plus that I know I depend on, and we're going to bang that drum for you today on the show, so absolutely stay tuned. Okay, let's get to it and see what we can do to move the needle this week, shall we? This is the term I want to share with you today: content strategy. Content is the stuff we share online, right, through blogs and social media posts. It's the stuff that's on our web pages and in our emails and digital newsletters. Content is written, and content is images. Content is webinars, teleseminars, can be video, written reports, PDFs, audio recordings. Content is podcasts and radio shows like this one. Content is how we share our message with our audience of potential customers and clients. And it's not just for your business's digital web presence, but the term content includes your offline, in-person, printed media as well. So if content is the message your business shares, then it stands to good reason that you need a content strategy to coordinate the message across all the places where it can potentially exist. A content strategy has always been necessary. This is nothing new, but with the advent of digital media and the interwebs, that strategy just needs to be more sophisticated. So don't lose sight of the fact that creating a strategy will also allow you to prioritize human, financial, and time resources most effectively in your business. Over the past 4 to 6 weeks, I'd say, of this podcast, we've been discussing communication and how understanding communication needs and styles helps you craft your message. I've encouraged you to develop the persona of your business in order to create a voice for your business or your brand. And I've asked you to develop the persona or multiple personas of your ideal prospects, the very people you want to attract into your business. Now, with those two things in mind, I want to dive deeper into creating your content. Now, here's an interesting piece of knowledge that I want to share with you that I learned from Mike Koenigs about the four personality types of buyers. I had to open up some old notes for this. So Mike says that the four personality types, the first one is a salesperson, right? They're an influencer. They have little patience. They're motivators, and they make up about 35% of the population that you're going to run into. The second personality type are the scholastics. They're going to focus on objectives and outcomes. They're going to be about 18%. The third personality type are the technical people. They're going to focus on process and operations, and they run around 25% of the population. And the fourth personality type are the advocates, the marketers. They're going to focus on opportunities. They tend to be creative. They're going to be around 20% of the population. Now, here's another thing that Koenig shared during, I think I got this all from a webinar a couple of years ago, and I've had it written down in this notebook that long. That's how important it is. So the sales personality type is going to ask why. They're going to want you to give them benefits during the buying process. The scholastic is going to ask what for. So you're going to give them a practical result. The technical people are going to ask how. So you're going to give them system or features. And the advocates are going to say what if. So you're going to want to give them suggestions of uses for the product or service beyond what's obvious. Okay? Now, here's where I share an action step that you can take today to use this information that I've shared so far in your business. It's what I call today's takeaway, and here it is. Envision that your ideal customer or client persona that you've created and make a chart for that individual. On this chart, I want you to identify the biggest, most frequently asked question that they have about your products or services. Now, I want you to take one step further and break down the different stages of the buying process for your particular brand, for your products, your services. There's an early stage to the relationship, which might even be broken down into other segments, like the very beginning of the early stage, a middle, and a late part of an early stage to the relationship. Then you're going to enter the middle, right? The mid stage. And that might have more than one segment too. You might have a mid stage, you might have a late mid stage. As you approach the end of your whole sales process, you're going to enter that last late stage of the cycle, which also might have more than one segment. Your particular business may not have a lot of segments, or it might have a plethora of segments, but I guarantee you that you have more than one stage. There will at least be a beginning, a middle, and an end, a late stage to your whole sales cycle or buying process. Okay, so why go to all the trouble to identify the stages of your buying process? Because I want you to identify the biggest or most frequently asked question that your ideal prospect persona that you've created has at each stage of this cycle. Those questions are going to change, and they're going to evolve as you move a prospect through the buying process, through the sales cycle. Identify the frequently asked question for each stage and put all of this information on the chart that I talked about creating. So, for example, at the beginning, earliest stage of the buying cycle, your ideal prospect may not know they even have a problem. So their frequently asked questions are going to be different than during the mid stages of the process, where they'll spend more time evaluating options and choosing solutions because now they've identified that there is a problem, compared to the end stage, where questions may revolve around resolving very specific issues because now they've been educated throughout a process and they're going to want to know how your product or service is really going to resolve specific issues for them. So going back to what Mike Koenigs was sharing, here are some questions that he thinks that we should answer as we move through this process, depending on these four personality types. And I just want to share them with you because it might get your head thinking about what these different questions are. So answer these questions for the sales, scholastic, technical, and the advocates personality types. Question one is why they should be buying your product. Question two is how it will benefit them. Question three, what the product will do. Question four, what it will accomplish. Question five, how it does what it does, and question 6, creative things that you might be able to do with it. Those questions actually address the needs of all 4 of those personality types, and those questions also are probably going to fall into the frequently asked questions category for almost any given product or service, and you tweak them up and make them very specific for your product. Then when you answer all these questions, your answers to your prospects' most frequently asked questions will serve as the content you share in your content strategy that you develop for your brand. Regardless of anything that I've told you today, remember, this is not rocket science. You already have all the information in your head. You just need to get it down in the right sequence and for the right reasons for it to have the most impact. Use the knowledge you already have in abundance to serve your niche and generate more sales. And that is today's takeaway. And as always, if you have any questions, please feel free to send me an email to actlocal@kaylinamadio.com. And as we get closer to our first break, I want to remind you where you can find Act Local and myself on all of those social media platforms. If you go over to the Rockstar Radio Network show page for Act Local, you'll find icons that you'll recognize with links to me on all those various social media platforms. I find that I spend most of my time these days on Twitter, which is my first love, and I spend a lot of time on Google Plus now. So please look me up there. And if you haven't subscribed to Act Local yet, well, shame on you. I would smack your patties in person if you were here in front of me. You need to subscribe to Act Local. And at the very least, if you don't have an iTunes account and you haven't subscribed, go over there, and if you've heard one of the shows, leave a review for me in the iTunes store. That's very helpful to me, and it's very helpful to this podcast so that other people notice it, they find it, and they hear all these great guests that I have on, like the one I'm going to introduce you to when we come back from our first break. We're going to be talking about, I told you, one of my favorites, Google Plus, and a lot of the reasons why you absolutely need to be using it. So when we return, I'm going to introduce you to that guest, and it's more right here on Act Local, Marketing for Small Business.
Right now, I feel so close to you right now.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
At iKaylin.com, we believe effective marketing requires knowledge of all the systems and tools available. Good marketing takes planning and strategy. The if you build it, they will come approach only works in Hollywood movies, not in the real world, and absolutely not online. You are a real-world business owner, and you need real-world business solutions for your marketing. It doesn't have to be difficult or time-consuming to work. Our 5 Secrets strategy allows us to see what your business needs to prosper in the here and now, 21st century world of massive communication challenges. At iKaylin.com, we craft custom strategies for every client that are not too big and not too little, but just right for you, your business, and your budget. Visit iKaylin.com/secrets. For a free report that shares what the 5 secrets to marketing online can do for your business.
If you could live your life truly standing in a place of peace, joy, and abundance, wouldn't that make your heart soar? Now you can, with Lessons in Joyful Living, with your host, Kimberly Rinaldi, Mondays at noon Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Kimberly Rinaldi, having created a highly successful coaching practice, now teaches lessons in joyful living. She believes in empowering others and that through it, you have the ability to break through any and all barriers, thus allowing you to reach your greatest potential and joyfully step into your life's purpose. What used to take weeks, months, or even years, she can now teach you in a matter of hours with her programs. For more on Kim and her show, go to her website, KimberlyRinaldi.com. That's RINALDI.com. Then join us for lessons in joyful living with your host, Kimberly Rinaldi, Mondays at noon Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Welcome back. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you, of course, are listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business. And I want to introduce you to my special guest today, Stefan Hovnanian. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He'll correct me. Stefan is the owner of Shovi. Oh, thank you. Good. He's the owner of Shovi Websites, a website design and email marketing firm located right outside of Boston. He spends his days managing websites and staying up to speed with all the latest trends across the web so that you don't have to. But more importantly, he communicates how to use those trends for your specific business goals. So in the end, you build a better, smarter web presence. He's been on Google Plus very actively for about a year and works with small businesses and brands to help them make Google Plus part of their content marketing and social strategy. So, Stefan, welcome to Act Local Marketing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm glad that you could make the time to be here. So, I always explain to a guest when I'm meeting them for the first time on the show, you and I are connected on various social media, so we talk across social media, but this is the first time we're actually having a conversation voice to voice. And I like to hear the entrepreneurial journey that my guests have. What brought you to this moment in time being a business owner and finding yourself doing what you're doing now? Can you give me like the history of you in a little nutshell?
Yeah, sure. I would say, I started off designing a website for an MIS class that I took in college. Really just took to it. I mean, and this was back in the mid-90s, so this was before we had a lot of the amazing tools that we have now. I just kind of took to it and built my self-taught my business out from there. Over the course of the last, 13 years that I've been in business, I've really just taken on more of a role with my clients to help them build, like we said in the bio, a better, smarter web presence. I mean, the whole point is today things are moving so quickly that consumers are expecting so much out of a website, out of a small business, or even a large business because of the tools that multi-million dollar companies have and resources that they're pouring into these the technology and really making things mainstream that could otherwise be almost inaccessible for somebody who's just getting started or trying to compete. So a lot of what I've tried to do over the years is to take that information, distill it, and package it in a way where my clients can understand, really what the main takeaway is for them. You know, maybe we take a piece of some of the technology that's out there, some of the ideas and tools, and we'll go with that. So that's sort of been... It's sort of been how I've run my business for the past 13 years, and like you said, I've been active on Google Plus for about a year now. I think as far as the Google Plus part of it goes, I realized that would be a platform for me where I could actually start taking the experience that I have and that I've built to, a different level. It's hard to compete on this kind of a level with Twitter and even LinkedIn and definitely with Facebook, just because they're established networks. They're there's already people out there that know how to move and shake, and to compete on those platforms seems to be pretty difficult. So where Google Plus was a little more a little newer to the party, I realized that, okay, this is one. Plus, it supports some of the other things that I personally like. I'm a big fan of longer form content. I'm not as big a fan of, like, the little clips that everybody puts out just to drip information out to their streams. I'm a little more of a proponent with quality over quantity. So Google Plus kind of felt a little more natural for me to that, you know, to make that sort of my primary platform. And it's worked. So I've kind of taken to the platform as well. You know, I advocated, obviously. And I think that it has, the more I understand and learn about it, I think it has a ton of legitimate benefits to businesses, which are obviously my target audience.
Right.
So
well, let's talk about that a little bit. Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. First of all, I want to remind everyone of a point you made that I think is really good to keep in mind, because there's so many. Our country, we're in the U.S., our country runs on small business, okay? The economy runs on their back. And you're right. Big business has massive tools and budget that small business will never in a million years ever be able to take advantage of. But there very cleverly are ways to use some of the technology and the platforms and some of the things we're going to talk about today to give yourself a presence that will at least make you seem up to date and on top of things with the public. Because you said that the public is used to these big businesses having a really broad reach and having all this technology and having all this stuff in play. But yet they still expect some of that from all of us small business owners. And there are ways that you can make that happen. So that was a very important point that I want to make sure people heard. Now, you started to talk about some of the differences between Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus. So let's get into more detail about what Google Plus, what you feel they bring to the table that people are not already getting at Facebook and Twitter.
Well, I think there are a few things. There are a lot of similarities, and you know, a lot of times people say, "Well, what's Google Plus? Is it like Facebook? Is it like Twitter?" And you know, if you go onto the Google Plus community as a whole, they tend to get a little bit up in arms about that kind of thing. But it's a cultural thing, just like every other network has its own little culture. But I think there really are a lot of similarities. I personally think Google Plus takes a lot of what works for Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest, and just kind of combines the best pieces of each one to deliver a great platform. So, having said that, longer form content, so you can write, as much as you want, really. I mean, there's people that basically blog on Google Plus. They prefer,
right?
As opposed
yeah,
to having
that's
their
something
own website.
I was. Yeah, that's something I was hoping yeah. you would mention. There are people who have started almost or intentionally using Google Plus to blog on. So, you know, that's just keep in the back of your mind.
It's an interesting concept, too, because the only thing, again, as a web professional, the only thing I would suggest for those of you who, you know, a light bulb goes on for with that particular point, just keep in mind there's a difference between people who blog and the people who publish, all right? So if you need to monetize this information, if you need to have sign-ups, or if you need anything that has any tie at all to any type of commercial element, focusing on Google Plus as a straight-up blog is not for you, all right? Because obviously there's no way to monetize it. There's no way to do a sign-up or anything like that. So, but for people who just signed up, you know, on a WordPress or on a Blogger, to do just blogging, you know, just talk about what they're all about, it gives you a tremendous amount of reach where otherwise people would have had to find you just, you know, through a web search or whatever. So there's that, you know, just make that quick distinction. But back to some of the features, long-form content, there's formatting, so you can actually bold, italicize, and strike through some of your text, which is totally awesome because, you know, if you think about a long-form post on Facebook, just forget about it. It's impossible to read. The only way to, you know, convey any emphasis is with all caps, which people don't really like anyway. It's like, you know, on the Internet, you just don't do that. So there's that. There's a tremendous amount of granularity with how you can share content. I think, you know, that can get a little technical. I won't talk too much on that. But one of the neat things is, you know how you have Twitter lists, right? So you can filter, and even on Facebook too, you have your interest lists. You can actually filter people into a feed that has a specific, you know, has a reason to it, or by topic or whatever. Well, you can do the same thing on Google Plus with circles. However, on the flip side, you can actually broadcast your information to those people in that circle. So if you do have a circle of people that are, I mean, I have one for blog post subscribers, people that would rather not be on my regular email list. There's people that would be on my, would prefer to consume my content straight on Google Plus. So what I can actually do is send them a notification. I mean, I've been wanting to do this on Twitter forever. You know, it's like, hey, I know some really great people that would love to find, to love to hear about this tweet or this article I published, and you can only mention them so many people in a in a tweet before you run out of characters. So that's one neat little feature. But yeah, they have communities, very topical, which are great interest-based communities. There's just like LinkedIn groups and Facebook groups, but one of the neat things on Google Plus is you can have up to like 20 categories in a community. So there's, again, there's a lot more granularity that comes with that part of the platform. Events tie right into Google Calendar, which is really cool. People who are involved with the events, you know, that you've RSVP'd, you can actually, everybody can upload pictures to the same page. So think about this on the social side. You know, if you have like a little family reunion, everybody RSVPs to it, uploads their photos right to this Google Plus event, and now you have access to it. Boom, just like that. So again, there's a lot of the differences. There's some more collaboration type things. It definitely favors photographers and visual media, people who are in businesses that are heavy into rich media, videos. Because again, remember, Google owns YouTube. So, you know, photos, animated stuff, even, you know, podcasts. SoundCloud is a site that, and I know you're on iTunes, but you know, maybe it's something to think about. SoundCloud.
Yeah, you're right.
One of those things you can actually embed directly, and just like a YouTube video, and if you hit play, it plays right into the stream. So it's kind of neat too.
Right. Yeah. There are a ton of options, and we're going to talk more about the various ways you can create content on Google Plus and why you need to. When we come back from this, we're already at a next break. So return to Act Local Marketing for Small Business.
There's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
Once there was a smart baby boomer that loved her business. She knew that to grow it, she would need marketing. So she went for a search on the internet and came across all sorts of social media. She went on all the sites and opened accounts, but after starting profiles on all of them, she began to feel overwhelmed. To do all the marketing experts told her to do was just too big a task. She needed a change. Because she was a smart entrepreneur, she chose two of the popular social media sites to market her business. But after month, it didn't seem to make any difference. And she saw other savvy business owners using different sites here and blogging over there. When suddenly, she noticed more clever baby boomers going to iKaylin.com and leaving so happy, she just had to see for herself. iKaylin.com helped her make a marketing plan to grow her business that wasn't too big and wasn't too little. It was just right.
In today's business world, you have to be LinkedIn. LinkedIn, it's a great tool. And Carol McManus is the LinkedIn lady. Join us for the LinkedIn Lady Show every weekday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Carol is here to show you and your business how every social media site has a specific demographic, personality, and purpose that can benefit you. In each show, the LinkedIn Lady will have a variety of guests, such as business owners who will showcase their businesses and talk about how they're using social media to stay in touch with not only customers, but to attract new relationships that become customers. Other guests will be experts in social media who will speak to the use of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Plaxo, Squidoo, and of course, LinkedIn. For more on Carol and the show, check out our website, LinkedInLady.com. Join us for the LinkedIn Lady Show with your host, Carol McManus, every weekday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Welcome back again. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with my guest today, Stefan Havnanian of Shovi Websites. And let me spell that for you because you want to go check out his site. It's shovi websites.com. You need to check him out over there. And Stefan, we were just getting into, talking about some of the features of Google Plus and why a business might want to be there. Now, with anything new, especially in the digital space, there's going to be a learning curve to using it. So, can you give us, a little bit of information about what you see a business needs to do to get started on Google Plus?
Yeah, definitely, and you're right. All the things that I mentioned earlier before we went to break, I mean, there's a lot of pieces to this that you kind of have to figure out, all right, which one am I going to do? So the first and foremost, and this goes with any social network, I mean, the most important thing, business or personal, you have to do is fill out your profile, right? Make sure that profile has, if it's on the personal side, clear headshot, you have all of your bio. Think about it. You're part of social media is also networking, right? So when you are making connections across these various discussions and threads and posts and all, people are going to come over to your profile to see what you're all about and see if they want to follow you. So if you don't have any information up there, I graduated from the School of Hard Knocks and I live on the interwebs and I'm all about making people happy and rainbows and all. Well, okay, that's great, but if you have a business focus, then that doesn't tell me about anything about you, and that just, that's not the right way to make this work. So I would say make sure that you're telling people who you are, what you're about, what they can expect from you, and in terms of the types of posts. And again, people are on there for social reasons, political reasons. If you have a strategy, and you talked about this in the very beginning of the show, if you have a strategy as far as what you're going to put out there online, convey that. And the nice thing is, too, there's a little rich editor in the About section. So when you're doing your intro, you can hyperlink to your blog posts. You can hyperlink to, you can do a little bold and italics, some basic stuff. So do that. Get your profile squared away. Real good cover photo, profile photo. Fill all the About sections out. And then, with Google Plus, I think the best thing to do is to just start engaging. The more you engage, there's little hover cards when you, and this is on most networks too, like when you see somebody in a comment, you hover over their name and their name little card pops up and lets you follow right from there.
Their sort of their bio stuff comes up.
So there's so take advantage of that. The one on Google Plus is huge. It's actually really, it's awesome. I call it a digital business card. So the more you interact with people across Google Plus, the more times you hand out that business card. So I would just say, do a search. This is Google, by the way, right? It's owned by Google. So do a search. They seem to figure that part of things out pretty well. Try and find some topics, whether maybe some communities, and, hop into some conversations, do some commenting. Just be insightful, though. Don't write stuff like, oh, that's great. The more insightful you can be, the more information you can provide, the more social you can be, the better off, the more opportunities you're going to have to hand out that little digital business card. And if you did your job right on the About page, you're going to get added to circles. People will start to follow you. And then on your profile, you'll probably be posting things, again, to your content strategy, like you said in the beginning. You'll be posting some information about your business and just some different types of things just to see what sticks. And once you get a handle on, you know, the types of posts people comment on, I would say also ask questions. I mean, again, the more you engage, the more people you can get on a post, the better. And so I would say ask questions, showcase your expertise, not by selling, but by, and you know, selling and showing, instead by helping people. And I'm sure that's true for any other, for most social networks. But on Google Plus, it gives you, there's a real opportunity for business pages too. And I think we'll probably touch on this at some point, but the business pages are so much more unique than business pages on other networks because they're almost like people. They can do like 99% of the same things that a regular profile can. And I think that's fantastic because we're so limited on the business side of things on the other networks. And you have an opportunity to really build up a legitimate brand and, you know, build up a ton of authority as it relates to your business, using your business's name, and build up a ton of followers too. And all that stuff ultimately floats back into your performance on search results pages, which is really where people go when they're ready to buy. And I think that's something to, you know, consider as part of the strategy.
Right. That's a really important point. So remember what Steven said is that a business profile on Google Plus is almost the equivalent of a person in the way it can interact. And remember, this is all Google, the number one search engine, you know, the search engine that's got 2/3 of the market share, the one that most of us go to find the stuff that we're looking for. And Google is using their own social media platform as searchable content for when you want to know something. So keep that in mind. It's important for a lot of reasons. And one of the things that you want to know about Google Plus is I always describe social media platforms as like visiting foreign countries. Each one's a little different. It's got its own language. The way people interact with each other is a little different. And you just have to learn the culture a bit in order to get along there. And the culture at Google Plus, which is, it hit 2 years old in June, like towards the end of June. And the culture over at Google Plus, because Google rolled it out and they didn't really tell us anything about it or how to use it. They just rolled it out and said, okay, come play. Come figure us out. Because they knew that they were going to be changing things constantly and adding things constantly. And that's exactly what people did. The early adopters, they jumped on and they just started playing. And the atmosphere became, oh, look, I figured this out. What did you figure out? And people just have this, it's a huge community. And it's a community of people who are more than willing to share what they know and how they did something. And it's just a very warm and sharing kind of community of, you know, information. Not, yes, there are people who share pictures of their cats. I mean, that's going to happen on any social media platform. But people are sharing very high-level information. I mean, very high-level information as they discover it about how to use the platform and how to do other things. And that's, I think that's one of the things that makes Google Plus incredibly unique, is because everyone there is so benevolent of their intellectual property. It's amazing.
And you know what, too, just to piggyback on that, one of the other really cool things about this platform is you could have zero followers. You could have literally just gotten started, and you could find a post about something like that from somebody who, you know, has built up a ton of authority on a particular topic, and you can just hop right in there and interact with them. You know, I mean, it's one of the most unique places in that is that there's so much less, I don't really know what the word is, like pretentiousness, you know, when people hit certain levels and all. I mean, a lot of people who've hit thousands and millions of followers, it doesn't mean anything to them. And for the most part, it's, you know, and I'm more concerned about the people that are engaging with me and the great conversations I'm having. And, you know, anybody who is brand new to the platform has the opportunity to build up a good quality reputation for themselves. And do it literally right on the threads of some of the top people that work at Google Plus too. I mean, there's guys that interact with other people's posts that work at Google. And I'm not talking just, you know, interns. I'm talking like guys like Vic Gundutra, who's one of the, he's like the I think he's in charge of the whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
And he'll just come, he'll pop in once in a while and comment. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, there are no clicks at Google Plus. There are no clicks. You might find clicks sometimes on other, especially on Twitter. You might find clicks on Twitter where it's hard to get in and get accepted by a group of people who have already been sharing with each other for a long period of time. It takes a while to get them to trust you. But on Google Plus, it's not a cocktail party, but it's almost like a work environment where everyone's trying to push the same thing forward, and they're working together all the time to make that happen. And it's just a very interesting place, and I think that's why more and more people are flocking to it. But it is new, and the reality is, you know, it's global, so it's I guess the second largest after Facebook now globally. I don't know where it falls in the United States, but chances are, I know the niche that I work with the most often, by and large, are not on Google Plus yet, right? They haven't figured this out. So if I'm a business owner and I know that my niche and my tribe of people haven't found Google Plus yet because it's so new, why do I want to bother being there yet? Why do I want to spend time there?
All right, so it's only 2 years old, right? So we're still kind of in that early adopter phase. And on every network, it's been proven, I mean, really in anything in life, you know, if you're one of the first people to the party, you definitely stand to benefit long term when things go more mainstream. So there's that, right? That's definitely, it can't be discounted. I think the other thing that I would put out there is every Google Plus post is indexed in search, which means if I write a blog article and then I write it has certain keywords and all that other stuff, and then I go and share that article on Google Plus, I have now created two pieces of content that can get indexed side by side, have my little picture next to them, and have a much higher opportunity for somebody to click through on my to my content. So guess what? People search. And even if your audience, the people that you know, your customers and all, aren't following you, they're still searching. And if you are, if you care about search, which is, in my opinion, where people go to buy, you'll spend time there and you'll find more people. You'll find more audience that way.
Stefan, we have to go to another break. We'll have more with Stefan Havnanian when we get back on Act Local Marketing.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the Internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kalen returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
Get the competitive edge and take your success to the next level with the Gold Medal Success Show and your host, Forrest Fisher, six-time U.S. National Gold Medalist. Tune in every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central, 6 Pacific, here on the Rockstar Radio Network, as Forrest gives you access into the mindset of true champions and helps you apply these success principles to your life and business for immediate results. Each show will feature guest athletes and business experts who have achieved tremendous success and are ready to share their stories of struggle, glory, tragedy, and triumph, revealing tips and strategies Forrest and these guest experts use to propel themselves to world-class success. Many people live their whole lives wanting more. The Gold Medal Success Show will demonstrate that anyone can have a more fulfilling and satisfying life when they put a few basic principles into play. Make every day game day with the Gold Medal Success Show, each Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central, here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
What does success mean to you? Money? Power? Fame? Having everything money can buy? Does it mean having a job or career that you love? A great family life? Or simply to be happy? If you're still searching for answers, then join us each Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern for Primetime Success Radio, where Alan Skidmore and his special guests will discuss health, finances, relationships, being in business, and how you can have a life that is not only successful, but a life of meaning. Alan has been studying success principles for over 25 years through reading, attending seminars, interviewing successful people, and a daily lesson from the School of Hard Knocks. And now he wants to share that information with you. So join Alan Skidmore on Primetime Success Radio every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Rockstar Radio Network, as he takes you on a journey of finding the heart of your success.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local. Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Hey now, I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to Act Local Marketing for Small Business with my guest today, Stefan Havnanian. I'm getting really good at saying that, I think, Stefan.
Havnanian.
Awesome. I love it. And you can get his website, Shovi Websites. He is the owner of Shovi Websites, S-H-O-V-I. websites.com, and we are talking about Google Plus today and why you absolutely need to be considering it if you're not already, and if you are aware of it and you have started considering it, to really think about the different ways you can be using it and why you should be using it. Stefan, I know that you wrote an article for 12 Most about some of the creators businesses could be using Google Plus. Could you share some of those with us? We'll spur on those advocates, those marketers who want to know the creative side, with some of the special ways that they could be using this.
Yeah, definitely. I think, well, first and foremost, Hangouts are the chat equivalent or the chat component to Google Plus. There's obviously some great collaboration to that, and you know, actually I have a couple of clients that, if you use like Google Apps, for example, if your business uses Google Apps, there's chat built into it. The nice thing now is that you can literally have group chats hooked up with collaborators. I mean, I'm in a couple of these now where there's a few of us collaborating, and we're literally across the globe, and we're just in chat. The neatest thing about the Hangouts, which is the chat part of it, if you share a photo in there, like text messaging, you share a photo. But in this case, it would actually get stored in the chat for archiving. I mean, it's totally awesome for collaboration purposes. But what gets really, really cool with the Hangouts is the video call part. So when Google first came out with this whole thing, they called the video call, it was actually called Hangouts. So for those of you who are still trying to wrap your minds around this, let's call it chat and video calls, but it's all under this umbrella of Hangouts. Okay, so if you are again, you can launch right into a video call from a chat, and it's all private. So one of the neat things that I thought would be creative is if you have somebody who's out in the field, like if you're a realtor and you're showing a house and you have somebody who can't make an actual appointment, instead you could show them with a Hangout. You get into a chat, and then you just click the video call button. It looks like the old-fashioned camcorder, and it launches up a video call, and, you can walk around, you can show people the house, and it's a fantastic way to do it. And I would say, if not even, another idea would be like a field, if you have like a field supervisor who needs to just show somebody what's going on back at the office, here, let's do a video call. Let's just talk about it real quick. You can see exactly what I'm talking about here, and it's a really great, great tool. Again, the Hangouts. Now, on the public side of things, there's Hangouts on Air, which are the broadcasting part of it. So, if you and I were to do this on using YouTube, we would do a Hangout on Air. We'd both be able to see each other, just kind of use the webcam, and maybe do some screen shares and that kind of thing. And it all gets recorded to a YouTube channel. So it's a great way for people who are looking to expand their reach using video marketing to take advantage. And again, this is all under the Google umbrella. So it's a YouTube video, which you all know how well those do in search. And then when you share it to Google+, again, you're building a building authority and content around you. So, I mean, I really would encourage people to look into Hangouts. It's probably one of the most sophisticated parts of Google Plus because you're getting into video and things like that. But it's really has a lot of creative applications. I mentioned before about the idea of like that party mode, everybody uploading events to one spot or photos up to one event. Think about how you could use that, like in an awards banquet, for example. Pretty neat idea. There are some photo editing tools. If you're familiar with Snapseed, which I think is a filtering thing that goes on top of your photos, there's a lot of that basically integrates directly into Google Plus now. So if you have an opportunity to do a lot of that, and even build your own meme to an extent. You know, if you go and upload a photo onto your Google Plus profile, you can add a little bit of text to it, which is, I think, really cool compared to going back to the PicMonkey and some of the other Pinstamatic and some of the other meme creators. I mean, you kind of have a chance to do this sort of in-house, right, without Photoshop. So there's a creative way. And again, remember how I said before that every post becomes becomes an indexed web page. So you can extend the reach of that using Pinterest. You could extend the reach using tweets. Now you can actually embed the posts, which is that happened last week. So it's a really wild concept where you could take for example, an embedded post of like a shared circle. So you could take a circle of people. I did this last week actually, a hangout I did with Peg Fitzpatrick on Pinterest and Google Plus, kind of bring the two of them together. So a quick example was we took a handful of power users on Pinterest that are also on Google Plus. I put them into a circle. I shared the circle and then embedded that post right into my blog article about that had all the other Hangout information. So now I've complemented my article with good, valuable information that literally comes right from Google Plus. And anybody who comments on it, you know, this post also exists on Google Plus. So anybody who comments on it, everything gets, built up in its own thread there. So it's a really creative use. The embedded post would have been probably a number 13 if it had come out sooner. So I think those are some of the creative ways that people could use Google Plus.
Right. And just to piggyback on what you were saying, don't forget with this whole video conferencing feature that Google calls Hangouts and the whole Hangout on Air, Hangouts don't have to be public. They can be private, too. For example, my mastermind group, there's six of us, and we meet every 2 weeks in a Hangout privately for 2 hours, to go through our business. Or if you have outsourcers or you have employees anywhere around the globe, you could do training with them through a Hangout. And if you wanted to, you could actually do training and make it a private video on YouTube after it's gone to air so that they can go back and look at it over and over and over again because you have the ability to share your screen. You can literally walk someone through a process on the computer and answer all their questions and have it be recorded, and they can go back and look at it whenever they need to refresh what it was you wanted them to do. So it's a really good training tool as well to interact for a company to interact with its employees and train its employees. I'm not sure how many companies are doing that yet, but I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, definitely. And you can do that either from you can do it from within the Google Plus interface, or you can do that if you're in like a group chat. So that's also important for people to remember that the Hangout is the same Hangout as if you were to do a video call and from the chat thing, versus doing a video call from Google Plus itself with somebody specific.
Right.
So but yeah, it's a great thing for training.
Yeah, it really is. So for people who are making a distinction between who they are personally and their business profile. For some people, it's the same, you know. But for others, they want their business to be a separate entity and sometimes even have a separate persona. Can you give a few pointers on what's appropriate to build your business page versus your profile, your personal page, when you're sharing?
Yeah, I mean, sure. Your profile, obviously, you're going to talk about all of your interests. I would say let your business be all about your business. I mean, until you get a good sense of how this stuff works and maybe branch out into some curation and sharing some other things, let your business be all about your business. Nothing wrong with that. Do it in a way that's not selling all the time, but talk about yourself. Use some of the creative ways that Google Plus lets you repurpose your content and put stuff out there. Now, what I would do as far, again, remember in the beginning I said something about sharing the blog post about your blog article. Do that from your business first, and then reshare it from your personal profile. And the advantage to that is if your personal profile has a little bit more engagement on it, if somebody reshares that, the original post is the one that actually gets passed along. So it's a nice little way to get some exposure for your business page by sharing to your starting off the chain, if you will, from your business page. So share to the business first, then reshare it as your personal. I think that's a tactic a lot of people do on LinkedIn too. There's one way to do it. Right? And you know, again, it just helps build the exposure because going back to that hover card thing, you know, your name, it'll say, you know, like Shovey Websites originally shared, and somebody likes the post, they could actually hover over the name Shovey Websites and add my business right to their circles. So it's a cool way to get, you know, a little bit extra exposure for yourself. And I also think that it builds a stronger bond between the topics that your business is all about and the topics that are being posted on Google Plus. So again, you might post about a variety of different things, but it builds a stronger bond on the business column of it, I guess you could call it. And then as you're sharing, your personal profile is obviously hooked up to your business with the authorship and everything because you did that in your profile. By virtue of the fact that you're sharing your business, you're just strengthening that bond a little bit more. So I don't see a major distinction that way, I don't see a problem in doing it two different ways.
Stefan, I have to stop you because we're at the end of an hour. I don't know how that happens. I want to thank Stefan Hovnanian of Shovey Websites, Shovi Websites.com. You need to go over there and find him, and definitely find him on Google Plus because he will be happy to speak with you on Google Plus. Join me again next week for more from Act Local Marketing for Small Business. Take care.
Join Kalen for some Monday morning marketing madness every week at the same time on Act Local. It will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Act Local, marketing for small business.